You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built.
Victor, a fun night tonight, big game, beautiful night of football, and you've got a special theme night tonight. You're expecting a big walk-up for tonight's game.
Well, I'd be expecting a big walk-up for every game, hopefully for the rest of the year, but particularly tonight, we've got a special fundraiser for this preseason game where we created a $15 ticket for any seat in the stadium, and all net proceeds go to supporting the cause Stand With Ukraine, and the money is earmarked to the Canadian Ukrainian Foundation, which specifically helps Ukrainians that are settling back into Edmonton. So it's a great day for football, like you said. The sun is out, and I think people are going to want to come out here and catch the game.
And I think that the one thing that, you know, for people who maybe haven't gone to many games, it's an event. And I think that, I was there last year towards the end of the year. I thought it really felt event. And what have you done to kind of, you and your group have done to kind of continue to create that great event alongside what is good sports and good football?
You hit the nail on the head. It's not just about what is happening on the field. It's about everything that happens from the moment you walk out of your door. So it's support from guys like you, and creating the buzz from radio, television, social media, online, that happens all year long. But quite honestly, the changes that we need to do are not going to happen overnight and in one game. We have got to make changes bit by bit, incrementally, to see what is going to work, what's going to give us the greatest return and success, and create the right atmosphere that we want for the fans. And that's going to take us all year long, every one of our home games, to just adjust and adapt every single time we try something. We see, you know, we might do one thing and figure out that it works really well and another thing doesn't, and keep switching it out until we get the right formula.
Victor, where are you getting the you and your group? Where are you getting the ideas for this? Is it from other groups, or is it from just, you know, pulling it out of your own ideas bag? Or where are you kind of getting these ideas to continue to create a great event for everybody?
Well, I do have some ideas, and I've been fortunate enough to see what some of the best sport properties in the world are working on and what they've delivered to 50, 60, 100,000 seater stadiums. But also, our team here at the Edmonton Elks are just an amazing group of people. Like, you're talking about a group of people that have gone through the two most difficult years probably in their entire life in the history of sports, of dealing with how a pandemic affects a global sport property and a professional team. And we've come out of that, and they're stronger, they're ready to innovate, and just kind of really ready to explode with new ideas.
Joined by Edmonton Elks President and CEO, Mr. Victor Kui. Victor, there's many theme nights you've gone over for this upcoming home schedule. Where do these come? Were you approached by different groups, or is it kind of just things you wanted to touch on and hit as you went through the season?
One of the things that we're trying to do is create a clear picture of what fans can expect all year long. So we don't want to just release themes as they come along. We wanted them to see we're planning our entire year. We're planning our entire season around our fans so that they can look and say, okay, this is what makes sense or what I can look forward to. Some of the things we've done in the past, a couple of them are new, but we're, again, continually going to be looking to innovate and figure out what pieces work for us.
Victor, I'm going to ask you a personal question. I love peanuts. Roasted, non-roasted, salted, non-salted. Is there ever any conversation about returning the great peanuts it once was into Commonwealth Stadium?
Well, you know what? If we were in Asia, that's probably a really easy answer to say, because not a lot of people in Asia have a peanut allergy. But I think that that's probably a more complex question in North America. So I don't know. I'd have to ask a concessionaire. I know you're kind of half-hearted. You're kind of joking a little bit about that, but I love peanuts too. So I'm going to look into that personally. And also just for you, Jason.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, they're nothing. They're so good. A nice peanut and a beer, it seems to pair pretty well as you watch a game on a nice Friday night. Victor Cree, join us, Elks president and CEO. You know, I've been on duty here for quite some time. What are some of the areas you've been really happy with and surprised at how easily things have moved? And then maybe what are some areas you've found to be a challenge or surprising you about how much time you have to dedicate to?
Well, I guess what areas are going very well? I think it's been very exciting to see Coach Jones rebuild the team and see the excitement from the players and what they feel. You know, players have come up to me, veterans, and said the vibe this year from the entire organization is completely different, from standing on the sidelines to walking in the locker room to interacting with the front office, social media. They're like, it just feels like a different team. So that makes me feel encouraged that we're making the right strides and the right steps forward. But again, we have had a lot of challenges over the last couple of years, and it is going to take us a couple of seasons to rebuild this and get it right.
You know, that's a big thing. I guess, you know, with your background, you've touched on it a bit, but there's so many different things you've seen. Are a lot of those things able to incorporate into the world of the CFL? And is there any kind of pushback from the CFL about ideas you may have and just bring to a league level, not just your local club?
Yeah, I think the league level is a different challenge because every team has different problems. And I don't really, quite frankly, I don't know what the Toronto market is like. I know our market, I know Edmonton, and I know Edmontonians. So those are things that we could solve. But I think the principles of all sport properties are basically the same. It is how do you evoke emotion in your fan base so that they care about what you're doing. And that is a task that you have to deliver every single day, 365 days of the year. It's not just something that you deliver whenever you have a game.
You know, it's interesting to say because I follow your social media, and it seems like there's a lot more going on there than maybe we've seen in the past. And not to disparage what was happening before, but, you know, I think connecting with people who are on social media is a big deal. And is that coming from you, your desk?
Well, I can't speak to previous administration because they also had all of their challenges too, right? The name change, COVID, and it was a very, very stressful time. But for me, social... See, I don't do social because I'm trying to be an influencer. I do social because I think it's an important part of our business and of our organization. We have this incredible tool that allows us to talk to our fan base, you know, for free. And how amazing is that? I mean, every single fan is important to us because they are a fan and a bum in the seat. And if they're not a bum in the seat, they're a fan at home watching our television broadcast, or they're buying merchandise. And so having the ability to hear directly from them immediately when we are doing something wrong or they want to see an improvement is just a fantastic tool to have. And a lot of the innovations and the things that we do are because fans have reached out and said, hey, what do you think about this, Victor? Now, not all ideas that come are good. There's a lot of people who want to share their insight into running this business, and everyone has a good idea. But it's important to listen to them because sometimes that triggers a different idea for us to do.
Victor, tonight's the Stand With Ukraine game between you and the Stampede is going to be a lot of fun. What time does the game action start tonight?
Well, come early. I'd say that, but the game kicks off at 7.
I love it. Well, look forward to seeing a great night. It's a beautiful night to watch football outside. Thanks for coming on, Victor, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
As always, I appreciate the time. Thank you, Jason. Take care.